Living an Illumined Life. Standing Up for Principle. Living an Illumined Life. Standing Up for Principle. An illumined life, we sometimes think, is so precious, is so fantastic, is so different than living a human life. We think that living an illumined life is so unique and so special and so rather remarkable that we can never believe that this is who we really are and what we really do. But standing up for principle is all that an illumined life is. Now, what is the principle? Well, the principle is that I am divine. The principle is I am God. The principle is all is in divine right order right now. The principle is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. The principle is that all is in divine order. The principle is that this world, this universe, and me, and everyone in it, are in divine order now and all of the time. We are not one moment in divine order and another moment not in divine order. We are always in divine order, and how wonderful that is. But that is only that way if we take full charge of ourselves, and we take full charge of everything that we do and everything that we say and everything that we think. Now, can you say that for yourself? Can you know that for yourself? Can you realize that for yourself, that you are living an illumined life and that you are standing up for principle? Well, what is principle? The principle is that all is divine. The principle is that all is perfect. The principle is that all is beautiful. The principle is all is now. That's the principle. And that principle says to you and to me that this is our reality. That principle says to you and to me, that is who I am, and that is the only one who I am. And when I realize that that is what the principle is, when I realize that that is what I really am, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters at all, because that is my reality. That is the reality of who I am, the reality of how I am, the reality of where I am. It's the only thing that counts in my life. It's the only thing that counts in my world. It's the only thing that counts for me. Now, what does it mean to living an illumined life, to live an illumined life? Well, I expect, because I know the truth, I expect that everything is in divine order in my world. I expect that everything functions as it was ideally created to function. I think that everything in my world is good and very good. I think that every person in my world is good and very good. I think that every attitude in my world is good and very good. I think that my world is divine. My world is remarkable. My world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, yes, I do. I think that everything that I am is beyond imagination. It's fantastic. It's glorious. It's now. Do you think that about your world? You can. And it's just standing up for principle. What is the principle of life? If you were a divine creator and you were creating a world, would you create a world with problems? No. If you were creating a game, would you create a game with problems? Well, you might think that that's part of the game, is to have problems. That's part of the game, is to have challenges, to let people use their skill, to let people use their genius. Well, is that really the way life is? Is that really the way allness is? Think of what you conceive an angel to be. Do you think an angel has problems? Yes, you do. You think an angel is a little less than God? Yes, you do. You think an angel has has to show himself to be wonderful, has to show himself, prove himself to God to be an angel, to be continued to be. What a silly thing to do. We're creating the angel out of our God, out of our human attitude. We're not creating the angel out of the divine attitude, and certainly the angel is created out of the divine attitude if we're going to call an angel a creation of God. An angel is always perfect. An angel is always fantastic in our mind, in our thought. Now, you, a human being, you are always perfect. You are always divine. You are always fantastic. You are always without flaw. You are always living according to principle because you're standing up for principle every moment you can. You say, I am that I am. You say, all is me. All is wonderful. All is fantastic. Now, is that true for you? Is that real for you? Is that what life is all about for you? Think about it. Think about it. Living an illumined life. Does God live an illumined life? Oh, yes, indeed. Does the Christ in us live an illumined life? Oh, yes, indeed. Is an illumined life the only life that we know? Yes, indeed. An illumined life is the only life that we know because that is the only thing that we are. That's the only way we live, the only way we think, and the only way we will ever be. Think about an illumined tree. Think about living an illumined life. Would you see an illumined tree? Would you see a tree that is absolutely wonderful, magnificent, fantastic? Yes, you would. Why would you see a tree like that? You would see a tree like that because that is who you are. That is what you are, and that is how you are. You are no more, no less, no nor anything than the illumined tree. You're living an illumined life, you stand up for principle, so therefore the principle is a tree is a tree, and a tree is perfect. The only thing that makes a tree less than perfect is when we think a tree is less than perfect. Now, do you want to think a tree is less than perfect? Do you want to think a tree is less than the ideal tree? And are you smart enough? Are you wise enough to have the ideal tree in your mind? Are you standing up for principle? Does principle say to you at all times that a tree and everything else is fantastic and glorious and wonderful right now? Yes, it does. Are you going to let that be your reality right now? Yes, you are. Do you care? Yes, you do. When will you accept the fact that you are that tree? You are that ideal tree. You are that tree that principle says is perfect. You are that ideal man. You are that ideal life. You are that ideal being. As we are that ideal being, as we are that ideal principle, we are living an illumined life. This is what life is all about. It's to be illumined. It's to be perfect. It's to be magnificent. It's to be flawless. And you are that flawless one. Living an illumined life, standing up for principle, we do everything right. We see everything right. We see everything fantastic. We see everything glorious. We see everything magnificent beyond imagination. We see it done now. And because we see it done now, it is done now. It is done and it always will be done and always was done because from the beginning it was the ideal and that ideal was revealed. Now you and I are that ideal. We are that revealed beingness. And for us to be that revealed beingness, we're standing up for principle, we're living an illumined life. Today, I live an illumined life. Affirm that, know that, be that. All's in divine order. Today, I live an illumined life. Today, I live an illumined life. Say that again and again and again. Let that be your clarion call. Let that be your wisdom. As you say, I know that I know that I know, say that I am. And then living an illumined life now. Living an illumined life is all I know how to do because I am illumined. Being an illumined being is all that matters because that's my reality and that's who and what I am and who and what you are forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.